Today, UPS inducted more than 1,000 drivers into its Circle of Honor. Those drivers have gone 25 years without causing an accident, and that is while they are making an average of 120 stops a day. In the past, UPS employees have decided how to coordinate those stops, but a new computer program is aimed at reducing the guesswork, and UPS is betting it will save hundreds of millions of dollars. The Wall Street Journal has been looking into the new system, which is called Orion, and the Journal's Jason Bellini joins us from New York to talk about it. Jason, welcome back.
Thanks, Jeremy.
So this program should be fully in place by 2017. Tell us about it. How does it work?
Well, the way Orion works is it's using these very advanced algorithms, and they've been working on this since 2007. So a long time to try to get this thing working before putting into the hands of drivers. But basically, you know, on any given day, there are basically pretty much infinite number of possibilities for the way you could go about delivering you on your route. So where do you go first? Where do you go next? And so this computer is pumping out what it thinks is your best option. But there's an interesting term here that my colleagues, Stephen Rosenbusch and Laura Stevens, they talk about in their article. They say that it relies on heuristics. And that's not finding the optimal solution, because there never is one optimal solution, because the results are continually refined over time based on the experience. In other words, it's learning from the driver. It's learning from the experience as they go out there every day.
So it does more than just using Google Maps or something like that.
Right, exactly. And, you know, it's really about putting in all these variables, which, you know, the human mind's pretty good at taking multiple variables and coming up with a solution. But there are things that the computer can see that this program Orion can see that the driver himself cannot see. And also, you know, the job of the UPS driver has gotten even more complex, because now there's a service called My Choice, where you can indicate if you're, you know, when you're at home and I'm going to only be home from this hour to this hour, I want the delivery to happen then. Well, someone can do that during the day, and that could shake up the whole map. And so this is doing the work for the driver of saying, okay, well, all right, we need to get over here to this neighborhood so we can make this delivery on time, and then we'll go over here.
What did the drivers think of Orion?
Mixed feelings. Some of them speaking anonymously, not wanting to criticize this major project, this very expensive project, on the record, say, you know what, sometimes it doesn't make any sense. I'm in one neighborhood in the morning and I'm back there again in the afternoon. Why is it doing that? The company says, well, you know what, the drivers are allowed to override this Orion system, but they have to say why they decided not to go with the choice that the computer made for them. And sometimes it's making more left turns and they're discouraged at the same time for making left turns because they're not considered as safe. So there's an adjustment process happening.
You know, I remember years ago touring the FedEx facility in Memphis, the headquarters, and watching all these planes come in from all over the world in the middle of the night. Thousands of workers have to load all the packages up onto miles of conveyor belts, and then they all take off again. All the planes take off again and deliver the package. Kind of an amazing thing to watch. But how does Orion compare to what the competitors are doing?
It's interesting. You know, I've had a similar experience. I visited the Louisville headquarters where
of UPS.
Exact same thing. Louisville headquarters for UPS. And you know, one of the big differences between those two companies, these fierce competitors, is that FedEx, they use contractors, so they're not having to figure out the logistics as much over there when they getting it to your doorstep and getting it to your business.
Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal joining us from New York. Jason, thanks as always.
Thank you.